Good morning, everyone. It's Kaz. I'm just wanting to join in the conversation about apps we use every day and apps, our favourite apps. Well, I have lots because I use my iPhone constantly, or my iPod, or whatever, on my iPad. So I have lots of favourite apps I use a lot. I definitely use Audioboo and Facebook every day. The Facebook app is pretty accessible. Out of all the Facebook apps I've tried, I prefer just the normal Facebook. I mean, I've tried that Focus for Facebook. I don't particularly like it. I've tried the other one, Voicebook. I don't particularly like it. I just like the normal one, but it can be tricky to post statuses and stuff from, but you can do it from Siri now and stuff, so it's not too bad. Audioboo, I use that every day. I love listening to people's boos, and especially now we have the VIP Advisor channel. Listen to that, definitely Audioboos every day. Used to use Twitterific for Twitter, but it's currently not working on my phone for some reason. It won't let me download any tweets at all. So I'm currently not using that, but I used to use that every day up until about a week ago. At the minute, I'm using Tweetlist, which is also very accessible for Twitter, and it's really good. Every day I use Heytel as well. I love that because it's so easy to chat to people and voice messages. So if anybody has Heytel, wants to chat to me, then feel free to do so. It's always nice to hear from new people. Foursquare I also use because although it's a bit of fun and you can check in and sort of have that competition element with your friends. It's quite useful when I'm out and about because it lets me know where I am. If I'm travelling on a bus or whatever, I can sort of just see what's around, and it's quite useful from that point of view. I use Blind Square when I'm out and about, which works with Foursquare, and it's a bit like a GPS, and it's pretty good. It's getting better all the time. Currently, every day, I'm using Lost Cities, which is a card game. Very accessible and very addictive, and I know lots of us are using that at the moment, but anybody who isn't and wants to give it a go, then do so. Songguru, which is a bit like Song Pop, but we can't use Song Pop, but this is an accessible Song Pop, and it's you know, guessing the titles and artists of songs, and there's various different categories and stuff, and it's a bit of fun and it passes the time, so it's good. Next Buses, I use that when I'm traveling on the bus. It's brilliant. It tells you the times of the buses, what buses stop at your local stops, that sort of thing, and it's really good. There's the Train Line as well, which I use when travelling on trains. I can buy tickets on that as well, and it's really good. Gives you live departures, arrivals, all that, and it's free as well. Ocado, I use all the supermarket. I mean, I have got all the supermarket apps on my phone. There's Tesco, Ocado, and Sainsbury's. And I use them sort of all of them at one time, or I have used all of them at one time or another. Ocado, I would say, is the most accessible app. And although they say it's expensive, actually, they do price match Tesco, so it's actually not really any more expensive, and they do have lots of offers on. So if anybody hasn't tried that one and wants to, it's very, very... Yeah.
You're right
today. Yeah, I'm not... Sorry about that, people. I'm saying supermarkets. So, yeah, if anyone wants to try Ocado, it's very... Oh! What was that? Good. Oh, a monkey boy just falling off his chair. A lot of the other shopping apps are actually a lot better than the websites. eBay is far more accessible than the website, so I use the eBay app. The M&S app is also very good. Amazon app is very good and easier to use than the website. I would say they're probably the main ones that I would use on a sort of daily basis, pretty regularly. I'm enjoying hearing people's favourite apps, though. It's quite interesting because you can get new tips and stuff of new things to try. So yeah, keep them coming. And I'll talk to you all soon. Bye for now.